In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. The reality, what is the reality? Ah, what will convey unto thee what the reality is? The tribes of Thamud and Ad disbelieved in the judgment to come. As for Thamud, they were destroyed by the lightning, and as for Ad, they were destroyed by a fierce roaring wind, which he imposed on them for 7 long nights and 8 long days, so that thou mightest have seen men lying overthrown, as they were hollow trunks of palm trees. Canst thou, O Muhammad, see any remnant of them? And Pharaoh and those before him and the communities that were destroyed brought error, and they disobeyed the messenger of their Lord, therefore did he grip them with a tightening grip. Lo, when the waters rose, we carried you upon the ship, that we might make it a memorial for you, and that remembering ears that heard the story might remember. And when the trumpet shall sound one blast, and the earth with the mountains shall be lifted up and crushed with one crash, then on that day will the event befall, and the heaven will split asunder, for that day it will be frail. And the angels will be on the sides thereof, and 8 will uphold the throne of thy Lord that day above them. On that day ye will be exposed, not a secret of you will be hidden. Then as for him who is given his record in his right hand, he will say, Take, read my book. Surely I knew that I should have to meet my reckoning. Then he will be in a blissful state, in a high garden, whereof the clusters are in easy reach. And it will be said unto those therein, Eat and drink at ease, for that which he sent on before you in past days. But as for him who is given his record in his left hand, he will say, Oh, would that I had not been given my book, and knew not what my reckoning. Oh, would that it had been death. My wealth hath not availed me. My power hath gone from me. It will be said, Take him and fetter him, and then expose him to hell fire, and then insert him in a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. Lo, he used not to believe in Allah the Tremendous, and urged not on the feeding of the wretched. Therefore hath he no lover here this day, nor any food save filth, which none but sinners eat. But nay, I swear by all that ye see, and all that ye see not, that it is indeed the speech of an illustrious messenger. It is not poet's speech, little is it that ye believe, nor diviner's speech, little is it that ye remember. It is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. And if he had invented false sayings concerning us, we assuredly had taken him by the right hand, and then severed his life artery. And not one of you could have held us off from him. And lo, it is a warrant unto those who ward off evil. And lo, we know that some among you will deny it. And lo, it is indeed an anguish for the disbelievers. And lo, it is absolute truth. So glorify the name of thy tremendous Lord.